When it comes to advertising, commentator Maureen Corrigan says she's always expected to see skin, but lately more subtle messages are bugging her even more.
Everybody's talking about those new Calvin Klein ads. If you haven't seen them yet, check out Vanity Fair or the New York Times Magazine. Calvin's models flaunt themselves in poses straight out of the Kama Sutra. There's a rear view shot of a woman naked from the waist down, and a front view of a naked man who's dangling a pair of Calvins over what my elderly aunts would call his privates. Calvin's ads are outrageous, not because of the glimpses they give us of cellulite-free guts and butts. No, it's the blatant way they expose the underlying pornography of consumerism. Calvin knows that when we buy his jeans and perfume, we're really buying our way into his steamy vision of sex. Of course, sex isn't the only thing that sells in this country. Heroism, or what passes for it, also moves merchandise. The revamped Timex ad campaign, "It Takes a Licking and Keeps on Ticking," features ordinary people who've triumphed in extraordinary situations. The November issue of Life magazine is running some of these ads. There's Louisa Murray, a blonde college student who was eating a sandwich one day when a bowling ball fell off a ledge 3 stories above her and dented her head. Doctors gave her a 1 in a 1,000,000 chance, but 3 months later, she graduated college. My favorite is Larry Walters. This is a guy who, I guess, just got bored one day, and so he tied 42 balloons to a lawn chair and soared to 16,000 feet. When it was time to come down, Larry took out his BB gun and shot some of the balloons. He crashed into a power line. Smart, huh? Just what are we supposed to admire about these people? Since we only see their heads in the ads, it's certainly not their glistening buttocks and bosoms. No, what we're supposed to admire is the fact that they're all survivors, which has got to be the most overused, self-congratulatory term of the late 20th century. A generation ago, the word survivors referred pretty exclusively to people who lived through the concentration camps. Now, every Hollywood star who appears on Entertainment Tonight calls themselves a survivor. A special fall issue of People magazine, entitled Amazing Americans, is almost exclusively devoted to bizarre stories of survival. There's Maxie Filer, who, quote, survived California's toughest test. He took the bar exam 48 times. And skydiver Jill Shields plummeted 10,000 feet and landed on her rear end in a swamp. She broke her pelvis, but you guessed it, Jill is ready to skydive again. Both the People magazine issue and the Timex ads draw on one of the founding Calvinist myths of this country, that survivors are part of the elect, that they're preordained for salvation, and so they deserve to be admired. This is the sunny side of American Calvinism, the fearless, can-do, inspirational spirit that we see in Walt Whitman, Louisa May Alcott, and the Horatio Alger stories. On the other hand, Calvin Klein's Calvinism is bleak and demonic. His ads carry forward the sin-soaked visions of Jonathan Edwards, Edgar Allan Poe, and Herman Melville. They whisper to us that at heart we know we're already damned. American decadence. Ah, the lingering, sulfuric smell of it.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.